Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, I was talking to intern Matt the other day, and he told me we get a lot of correspondence.
Oh, yeah, Patrick? How much did he say we get?
We get so much correspondence, it could fill a...
Dump truck! Should we try that again? Yeah. One.
Three. Okay, go ahead.
Three, two, one. Dump truck!
The Everly Brothers, we ain't.
Okay. Okay, Patrick, we had fan mail yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Today, we're going to do some more of that, and I think we're pretty well caught up then on the correspondence, which is nice.
Love to hear it.
I like getting into it relatively soon after we've recorded those topics.
So yeah, definitely makes it more relevant, makes everybody know that we will get to it. I know for a while there, and we apologize, folks. We got into a pretty big backlog. We got busy, but yeah, feels good to get caught up. Keeps everything on the same page, which is nice. At least in the same year.
Give us that.
That's right.
Okay, so one thing I want to get out of the way first here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
This weekend is Suburbs Fest, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. But the thing I really want to mention, I mean, certainly come out and meet us on Friday at Settle Down Easy Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Come see the Wingtip Slope play on Saturday, October 2nd American Legion in Silver Spring. But really, we need you to come out to see Frank Muffin play at Ned Devine's. And that'll be on Sunday the 3rd, 9 p.m., $5 cover. We want to get a good crowd for Frank Muffin. They're coming all the way from Indiana.
Yeah, so doing their full set.
So anyone in the D.C. area, please come out Sunday to Ned Devine's in Herndon, Virginia. We would love to see you there. And more importantly, you're going to get a really good show out of it. So,
Great band.
Okay, now. I'm going to start here with a call from Jeff Niebuhr.
Okay.
And it's another call about the Cocktails Week.
Nice.
That we did, all right? Not the band The Cocktails, which was a cool sort of lounge type band from Chicago. That's for another time. I would love to talk about them. This was actually cocktails that you drink.
That's right.
Jim, Patrick, interns, community. This is Jeff Niebuhr calling in on the party line to discuss songs with Cocktail Week. This could be a spinoff podcast. It was really great. I love them all, but wanted to talk specifically about the Manhattan and the Beastie Boys. So quick little known fact to the idea that one reason bands don't really germinate from Manhattan is the lack of cheap practice areas. In 1983, the Beastie Boys released a hip-hop-esque EP with a song that British Airways used the bass line from in a commercial without licensing it. The Beastie Boys sued, or their parents sued. They won $40,000, invested almost all that money into equipment and studio space. So maybe that's the exception that makes the rule. So not only do the Beastie Boys famously come from New York, two-thirds from Manhattan, one-third from Brooklyn, they name-checked the city over and over. Including an entire album with homage to the city, to the five boroughs. Cryptic references throughout, 8th and 40 Deuce, and Paul's Boutique, Ask for Janice, the Blue Nun, on and on. But the name of the drink is the Manhattan, not the New York. So here are some specific references to the island. Off of 1995's Ill Communication is Root Down. From 1989's Paul's Boutique, Shake Your Rump. Running from the law,
the press and the parents. Is your name Michael Diamond?
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
from Village,
my style's wild and you know that it's still it.
This old bag's dripping and you're doing the buzz.
Shake your rump, bah.
Two shout outs from the License to Ill song Posse in Effect.
City of Manhattan. I got a lot of girlies and not
And then maybe my favorite Beastie Boys song, also from License to Ill. It's silly. It's got the big 808 beat, the new style.
Smashed your glasses. You're from St. Thomas. I'm from Manhattan. You're jealous of me because your girlfriend is catting.
I always thought that was "You're from Dick Butkus" until I traveled to New Jersey and it's saying "You're from Secaucus." I saw a sign that says "Turn here for Secaucus." I'm like, oh man, that's the Beastie Boys lyrics. Anyhow, there it is. Probably the band that mentions New York, Manhattan specifically, more than any other band in the history of music. As we've discussed before, in my opinion, tied for the number one American group of all time. Keep on rocking the suburbs or keep on rocking the downtowns of the world. This is Jeff Niebuhr signing off. Mr. O'Rourke, the name is Mike D-May in New
York. All right, how great was that?
Wow.
You know,
well
bravo.
Done, Jeff. That was outstanding, sir. Beautiful, beautiful work. He just raised the bar one notch up for everyone else. Yeah,
it's Justice said when she was on, I think it was Justice said when she was on, it's like a podcast within a podcast with some of these callers we get, right?
It's great.
They produce
it's
their
great.
Own work.
Yeah, and so glad to hear those tunes and all that. And anytime we can get the name Abe Vigoda on Rock in the Suburb for a few seconds, it's worth it. Really great.
You know, here's the thing about the Beastie Boys, too, especially when you hear something like that and you hear it through your headphones. It's like they're one of those bands that every time I hear them, I'm like, why am I not listening to the Beastie Boys more often? Yeah. You know?
Right.
They're so great.
Every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So totally amazing.
Okay, now we got one, two, three pieces of correspondence here I wanted to get to about Dump Truck. We talked about the band Dump Truck with Eric Lorenz and Rob Gates not too long ago. And let's start here with an email from Scott Isom. He says, after listening to the great pod episode on Dump Truck, I'm realizing how did I miss them?
Right.
Let's see. It was 83 to 87. I was wearing a green uniform, carrying a gun, walking around in the woods, deserts, and tundras, and training in various terrains, freezing my ass off, jumping out of perfectly good planes with most of my musical exposure being whatever my roommates were playing. So I missed Dump Truck. Well, I read the reviews on Amazon. A couple of the more discerning listeners mentioned the dreaded compression word in regards to the CDs. So I tracked down the LPs on eBay and got a beautiful copy of each of the second and third albums.
Nice.
They arrived today courtesy of my friend, the letter carrier. Thanks again for an intro to a great band I missed. And that's from Scott Isom. So
thanks, Scott. Nice. Very cool, man. Yeah, and you know, that's another wonderful thing about episodes like that. There are some people, how the hell did I miss them? I was there, you know, but again, your money was precious, right? You had enough in your budget for stuff and didn't always get played on the radio and that, all that kind of exposure. So it's great that we have the chance to turn people onto it now.
It was great. Well, loved stuff like that. Okay. Bob Peterson wrote in and said, I really appreciated Rob and Eric showing some love for Dump Truck. They were a band I am grateful to have found by luck. I discovered them during a spring break pilgrimage a college friend and I took from Wisconsin to Athens, Georgia in the late 80s. We made our way into Wuxtree Records, which was legendary because Peter Buck reportedly worked there.
Yep.
I felt obligated to buy a, quote, really cool album that was worthy of such an illustrious store. By a leap of faith, I picked out For the Country by Dump Truck without ever hearing their music. I read positive reviews about them in some music fanzines. I also figured they had enough indie credibility so that I wouldn't seem too dorky when I made my way to the register. Luckily, I loved it, and the LP became a fixture on my turntable for the next 6 months. I practically wore out the grooves of side one with its string of six solid songs. I usually put on side two at bedtime so I would drift off peacefully during the song For the Country. That album from Dump Truck was an integral part of my college years, almost as much as anything from my favorite bands, The Replacements and REM. And that's from Bob Peterson.
Very cool. And I'm glad, Bob, you didn't bring the Toiling Midgets to the register, because you really would have been made fun of if you did. So, good choice.
All right. And then lastly here, this was a tweet at us from Mark Fagel.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, great band, better late than never. For the Country is terrific. A little Americana entering the mix. My personal fave is its predecessor, Positively Dump Truck, which really nails the whole mid-80s post-REM jangle college radio sound. So there you go.
Totally. Right there with you, Mark.
Yep. All right. Appreciate that very much. And
thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone who corresponds with us. We love featuring the listeners on the show.
Oh, absolutely. That's an integral part of our show. It really means everything. So thanks, everyone who takes the time. And of course, thanks to intern Matt for collating, rounding up, and putting all this together, without whom we would have no chance at all.
Oh, Lord. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. I think tomorrow we're going to have something fun. We're going to have a little visit from one of our patrons. So
great. That'll be cool. Looking forward to it.
All right. Of course, if anyone would like to correspond with the show, the way you do that is you can call and leave a message, 612-440-1984.
Yep.
Or you can email us rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, all of those at Suburbs Pod. Hopefully we'll see a lot of you this weekend, and it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Drifting on an ocean. At Ned Devine's, and that'll be on Sunday the 3rd, 9 p.m., $5 cover. We want to get a good crowd for Frank Muffin. They're coming all the way from Indiana.